You're good to go. Excellent. Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Talk to Danielle podcast. I am your host, Danielle C. Baker. And before we get started, be sure to like, follow, and subscribe to whichever channel you're listening or watching from. And of course, with season two, this episode is brought to you by the Self-Esteem Doctor Online Academy with the amazing Dr. Simone Alicia. There's a wealth of resources there to help with your child's self-esteem and confidence and so much more. So I will leave the link in the description so you can have a look at it. I highly recommend it. And today I have another amazing guest. We have Jacob Talbert here today with his giver method. I'm going to put the spotlight on him in a second. It's wonderful. I love this concept. I love this program. And he's got an upcoming book as well. So this is going to be an excited. This is what we're going to talk about today. So thank you. And thank you, Jacob, for I don't think you go by Jake as well. Thank
It's
you
all
to
good.
you.
Yep, Jake or Jacob, you know.
Jacob, yes, I'm
All
trying to
good.
keep it official, but I'll go with Jake. Thank you so much for joining us. Can you kind of tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got to where you are today?
So I am naturally founder, author of The Giver Method, which the book is coming out here in when we're recording 15 days from now,
Yes.
which is super exciting. But you know, on top of that, I am the managing partner of a company called Six Division, where we are helping small businesses and entrepreneurs to make sense and organize their systems, their CRMs, their automation. Like, how do we design a real client journey? And then we help them to build it into the tech and the tools that they use. And I, you know, have been doing this for over a decade, and have been in the world of sales and been in the world of customer support. And of course, this has been a journey for me because I get to experience so many different businesses from around the world, see how they do it, see what's good, see what's bad. And it is so I get this amazing, amazing opportunity. Now, I live in Mesa, Arizona, which is an eastern suburb of Phoenix. And I grew up, spent most of my life there, you know. And so when I got married and, you know, decided to where we were going to live, we decided to let's go there. It's a great place. And so I've been married now for 18 years coming up, and you know, have three boys and a dog. And our house is the most insane place you would think. If you ever think, what is it like with three boys? It's exactly what you would think. Whatever you're thinking, the assumption you have, that's what it is.
Yeah, it sure is. Yeah, I have a house full of boys, and the chaos and the dogs, of course, you add that to it. That's so you're busy.
Yes, busy, busy person. And then outside of that, naturally, like, you know, I did comedy for 15 years.
Oh,
You know,
wow.
I make cosplay armor and go to Comic-Con and conventions and things. Like, I do all sorts of weird little things. I've got all these side hobbies and things I enjoy. And then of course, you know, dedication to my family and work, and then leadership through my church and such. So I'm an extremely busy, busy person, but I love it. I wouldn't have it any other way.
That's awesome. That's it. And that gives you a great range of experiences in dealing with the unexpected and what really works and what doesn't really work. Can you kind of walk us through how did the giver method came to be? Like, how did you come up with that system?
So it is, I mean, everything I just described to you has absolutely nothing to do with personal development. And so it was September of 2023, and I quite literally, I woke up in the middle of the night, and it was, you're going to write a book called The Giver Method. Giver is an acronym. Here is what each letter stands for in The Giver Method. And I literally, as I woke up, I grabbed my phone and I started just typing everything that was in my brain, and just type, 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 type. Spent maybe 45 minutes in the middle of the night writing out this thesis of what is the giver method. And then I put it away, and I like, I'm not, that's not my world. That's not my thing. So I'm not gonna, you know, I was just like, well, that was a really cool thing. And then over the next couple days, throughout different conversations with people, we'd be talking, and I would, you know, say, well, yeah, I XYZ to them. And they'd respond back, well, yeah, that's because you're a giver. And so it multiple people, there's three, four people that came up that they used that exact term within days of this. And I was like, okay, hold on. And so, of course, first person I pressure tested it with was my wife. And I'm like, hey, so I had this idea. And I woke up and here's what it is. And like she looked at me and she goes, yeah, you have to write this. Like it, that is you. You are. you are a giver, especially in what the acronym framework is to it. And so it was, you know, one of those like called to do. Never thought I would write a book on personal development, but I spent months studying and just researching. And, you know, I have thousands of pages of notes from research that I did, and to then compile it down into my, you know, what will be the book that's now coming out. And then throughout that time, being able to actually start coaching people on it and talking to people and helping people see that they have unique gifts and superpowers, even though they may not realize it. Helping them see how they can impact their own sphere of influence, how they can create more value for everyone. Like, it just really, it started to snowball from there. And, you know, I always tell people, it's giver's an acronym, and there's no way I can come up with acronyms, even if they're a framework, like especially the framework where it builds on each other. And since then, I've had two other times now where I've woken up and, you know, being like, well, what would the next book be after this one? And I woke up, I already know what it is. It's an acronym. It's a framework. I was like, well, that's weird. And then a year later, it happened again for what will end up being the third one. So like, I don't know why, but something's calling me. The universe is saying, hey, Jake, you need to help people in this area. And so I'm diving into it. I'm just going for it.
That is amazing. And it's so interesting that since there's many people who, when they start writing their book or they're coming up with a new concept, that it usually comes to them like that. It just feels, it's not coming from you. It's coming kind of through you. And it's the yep. synchronicities that come with it afterwards is unbelievable. What I like about your concept too, and it's in the book, people will see it in the book cover. You have your superhero on there because you talk about superpowers. And that's really part of the giver method. But mm-hmm. what do you find when you're working with people? What do you, from your experiences, what do you think is one of the reasons why people are struggling so much in finding their superpower and how to kind of source it out?
Yeah, I mean, I think that in many cases, people are stuck in the matrix. They're stuck in the day-to-day grind. They're stuck in whatever that thing may be. And, you know, in certain industries or communities, like I say, it feels like you've stepped out of the matrix, so you can see more of the impact you could do or how your impact is doing things. But a lot of people are just in that daily grind of wake up, get family ready, get to work, get home, we got to do dinner, we got to do homework, we got to go do football or piano, or and it they overlook it. They don't even think about it. One of the big things though I find that why people struggle is they just don't see what it is. They don't see the value in the gifts that they actually have. That can create value for people. So I have a, there's a study that I have in the book where they got a bunch of executives from a business together around a boardroom table. And they handed out a piece of paper to all of them and a pen and said, well, here's what we want you to do. We're going to give you a few minutes. We want you to write down, what are the things that you're the best at? What are you the most gifted at? And everyone wrote down their thing, and, you know, they went around the room and everyone held up their paper and shared. And they said, great, you know, each person, like, I'm really good at, you know, critical thinking. I'm really good active listener. I'm really good with empathy. And they're like, great. Well, now let's take a second. And they went back around the room. And they said, all right, now for everyone else, like Danielle, what's Danielle's? Like, what is she the best at? And rather than it being one to two things that they wrote on their piece of paper, the boardroom would come up with 5, 10, 15 things that each person was like, oh my gosh, I didn't even think of that. Like, I didn't realize that that was something that you saw as a gift in me, or that I had value to deliver to you, because it becomes, it's so just part of you. It's an innate ability that's already inside of you. And I believe that those are the gifts that mm-hmm. then you develop to be a superpower, because when it's a superpower, now you can use it for impacting good and making that difference. You know, the gifts, they're just there. They're things that are natural to us. So how do we nurture and develop them to make that? So I think that it's either people are just stuck in that grind, and even if they're not stuck in a grind, it's just, we don't acknowledge it. We don't see it.
Yeah. That's such a good point too, because it comes so naturally and easily. That's what I believe. It just, you overlook it, right? It's just comes naturally. So before we started recording, we were talking about the whole process of the book and how it gets realer and realer. But there's, when you do start to hone in on your superpower and your gift and what you could do with it to have an impact, there's the imposter syndrome that comes along with it, where
Yep.
you're just like,
Oh,
who
yeah.
am I to do this? You know, and because we don't see it as a superpower. So what is your approach to overcome that? Because there's that imposter syndrome, there's that procrastination as well, where it's just like, I
Yep.
don't know if I can do this, so I'm just going to put a lot of, what's kind of your approach to overcome that?
Yeah. So, imposter syndrome is a real thing, and what it comes down to is that what most people don't realize is they don't claim it as what it is. Like when they're like, oh man, who am I? What am I doing here? That's not my thing. I don't have value to offer people. And it's like, yeah, just let's call it what it is. Let's actually coin it that you have imposter syndrome, which is fine because we all have it. And that does lead towards unengagement or procrastination. And at the same time, though, I would say if you're feeling imposter syndrome, that's actually a sign that you're doing something good. It means that you're expanding yourself. It means that you're actually stepping out into whatever that next step of you is and trying things out. And the only way that you grow, the only way you're going to develop is if you take those little steps, however big of a step, it could be a small one, like into that world of unknown, or maybe I'm not that person. I loved when I was at an event about a couple years back where I'm in a room with people who are I look up to. I walked in the room and I'm like, oh my gosh, that's the founder of Comic-Con, and that person has their own show on Fox, and that's an Olympic athlete that I've watched on TV, and that person's building schools in third world countries for all these children. And I'm like, and I'm Jake. Like, holy crap. Like, I'm nowhere near the accomplishments of these people. Why am I in this room? And we were at the breakfast for the event, and the person running it, he goes, hey, real quick, I want to talk about imposter syndrome. Everyone in the room, what I want you to do, I want you to raise your hand if since dinner last night and while we've been at breakfast this morning, you've had imposter syndrome about the people in the room. And every hand in the room went up. All 80 people raised their hands and said, I have imposter syndrome being in this room. And I'm like, what do you mean you have? You get on stage, you're so personable, you're so this and that. And that, it's like, no, it is like when I did comedy, I tell people some of the best comedians in the world are backstage nervous, throwing up, and then they go on and you have no idea. Like you'd be like, oh my gosh, they're so good on stage. You have no idea that they're an emotional wreck right before they go on. So imposter syndrome, it's a real thing. Everyone experiences it. It's gonna be there. I always say it's a good sign of I'm stepping out into my own. And it all is just mental reframing, thinking about one of the quotes I give a lot because I read it in a book that I thought was amazing, where it said, you don't have to be an expert. Like being an expert doesn't mean that you're the top of your industry.
Yes.
Being an expert is that you know something or have a skill that I don't have. And you can either teach me or show me or deliver that skill to me, and I get value from it. At that point, you are an expert to me. And so you may be only one step, two steps ahead of me, and you're an expert to me because you have that knowledge. So I think it's everyone just embracing the fact that like we have to take those small steps out. We have to go into it. And at the same time, it is about starting small. Like, not everyone, there is really no such thing as an overnight success. There were a bunch of really small steps they took that then snowballed. And so the more that we can just start, like, what's that step for you? What's the thing you're procrastinating on? Just go and do it. There's the book about the 5 second rule where you count backwards from five and then go. It's one of the best things to do where it's like, just say, this is who I am and who I want to be. I'm going to count down and I'm just going to go. And it's shocking that people resonate with what is. I don't do personal development books. I do tech and software and work with businesses and entrepreneurs. And here I am a year and a half later, releasing a book on personal development and coaching people on personal development and seeing people transform their lives because of it.
Yeah, I love that. I've never seen it that point of view before. I'm so glad I asked you that question. Is that it's a sign, because we always see it's such a negative thing and we beat ourselves up for it,
Oh,
but
it's
it's a sign
positive.
that you're actually moving forward. I love that. I'm gonna write that one down. I love it. You kind of touched on it. My next question is, taking those small steps and just go for it, just jump right in. What is like this little things, small things that people could start doing now? Because that's, I just like that idea. We could talk about it, but if you're not doing it, so what could they do today that will get them to start and start making an impact in their the people around them?
So for me, I'd say start by just sit down for 5-10 minutes and really release your brain and flush out, like, what are those things? What are my gifts? What are the things that I can provide value to people? Take 5-10 minutes. It doesn't take that long. And then identify, like, okay, I'm going to be hyper intentional today. I'm going to pick one of these things or multiple of these things. And I'm now going to, like, call out into the world that I'm going to do this. Like, I'm going to take my superpower of, you know, creative thinking, and I'm going to look for situations where I can implement that and use that, and pre-thinking about it. Because a lot of it, it's all about, number one, knowing what it is that you want to give, the value you can deliver. And sometimes that comes, you learn that as you give with your gifts and superpowers, you learn the value and how much value there is. But it's just saying, being intentional and saying, okay, well, what's that one little thing? It can be the smallest things in the world. It could be offering to be a mentor to somebody. It could be, you know, just sitting down and active listening and empathy. Like, those two things alone, if the whole world just took today and all they did was picked one conversation where they more actively listened or showed more empathy, people would be having an amazing day across the board at that point. And so it's pick those small things. Don't overlook it. Don't overthink whatever it is. If you think it's a gift you have, put it down. Just write it. And you can always change it, because as we grow and evolve, gifts and superpowers change as we do. And so just declare what it is today. Be hyper intentional, and then just pick one small thing that you could do today. One interaction. When I talk to my wife, I'm going to this. When I get to work, I'm going to that. When I, you know, when I'm at the store, I'm going to this. Like, just fill in whatever that blank is for your gift. And just start with that small thing, and then take the time to actually reflect on it. Like, how did you feel? Like, what happened? How did they react to it? Was there a different way you could have approached it? And then tomorrow you're going to set an intention to do the same thing with now this new knowledge that you have, because you've actually done it once. And then you just keep that going. So just pick the one thing, do it, and then reflect and actually say, how did I feel? What did I see from it? How did they react to it? And then make the decision on how you're going to pivot your intention the next day. And that will, like I said, that's the snowball effect. That's that thing that will really start getting it rolling for you.
That's really good. And it's simple. It's not, doesn't have to be that complicated. I love it. We've talked about it a little bit before, but because I'm in the education world, mm-hmm. can you kind of go over, because when I read the book, it was the Giver Method, was I was like, this is something that parents and teachers could actually do to help set up the students or their children for success. So can you kind of go over how the Giver Method could help in that area with our children?
Yep. I think that with parents and educators, in fact, I did a video recently on my YouTube channel for this, so very fresh in my mind. So the core outcomes of the Giver Method, what we're trying to get people to is, yes, they develop gifts and superpowers, find the right people to influence and impact. They create value without expecting things in return. It enhances their engagements and interactions, discussions they have. The R in giver is relationship riches. And to me, the thing that if I could teach, when I teach my boys, if I were in a teaching environment, you know, traditional teaching and, you know, educator environment, relationships are the thing that are going to make up the world. If I want to make an impact, I cannot make an impact greater than what I can make for myself. I cannot make a greater impact than those who are the closest to me. I cannot make, like, you will never surpass that level of impact if you can't develop those deep relationship riches. And so for me, it's planting that as a seed, that it's like everything you're going to do is about developing and creating relationships, and then knowing that you can make that impact. I fell into corporate America when I was younger, and that's part of one of those being in the matrix. Not everyone in corporate America is, but I was in the matrix, not aware of the world around me. And so when I woke up, the day I woke up, when I don't belong here, I woke up in the sea of cubicles and realizing, like, oh my gosh, I'm lost in these uncharted waters here. As soon as I realized that, it was like, oh my gosh, I could make a greater impact. I just have to figure out what that thing is. How do I make that impact? And so I think back to when I was a child, you know, my parents or teachers that I appreciate and still talk to this day. I'm like, if they could have instilled in me the importance of the relationships and that truthfully, there is, like, you can't have a victim mentality. You have control of your destiny. You have control of the impact you can make. And the way in which you're going to do that is by saying, yep, I've got these skills and I'm going to develop them. And if parents could then support, like my boys, I've got one that he decided he wanted to play soccer. He's not a soccer player. I have one that decided he wanted to play football. He's not a football player. But I'm like, let's do it. I'm all in. Yeah. Let's go. You know, one of them wanted to go to a special school because it was, you know, higher, you know, academic standards and such. And I'm like, great, let's do it. He struggled and it was hard, but he learned. And I'm like, let's go all in. My boys play so many instruments at this point and they actually can play them. We've got clarinet and bass clarinet and saxophone and piano and guitar and, you know, slide whistles and you name it, recorders. Like, I never thought I'd have that many instruments in my house because I'm not musical. And my wife's not. But to me, it's whatever thing, whatever gift or superpower they're trying to create, I'm like, let's go. I'm all in. How can I help support you within my safe environment that I can create for you? How can I help support you to build that thing up as much as I can? And my son who played soccer, he played it for a couple of years. He no longer does. The ones in the middle of a football season, I don't know if he'll play again in the future. But like, it, you know, they picked to play guitar years ago. They're still playing guitar. They're still playing these, like, so whatever that gift is, it's, I'm going to nurture it because I want them to see when they do that and they deliver these things to other people, it's going to create value. It's going to create better engagements and discussions, which then leads to, I have better relationships. Yeah. I'm a better person, human contributor to the world. And I can go now use it to make an impact for others.
Yeah, that's such an important message, especially nowadays, to build those relationships. And I love that because without knowing it, we kind of stop our kids from believing in their superpowers when we say, oh, well, are you sure you want to play football? You know, when you don't want to do it. So I love that. I love that message. Mm-hmm. So important to work on that and get our set up our kids to not fear, to go beyond what they are able to do. I like it. Is there advice or is there something you wish you would have known sooner to make your life a little easier that you'd like to share with us?
I think that the thing I wish I would have learned sooner is that you don't have to be protective of your intellectual property, of your value, of the things you deliver. I spent years like, I'm not going to teach people how I do things in comedy because I don't want them doing it the way I do it. I don't want people learning how I sell when I was a sales rep, like, because I want to be the top sales rep. I don't want them to outperform me. Even within, you know, the business that I run day to day, Sixth Division, like, we were protective of our methodologies and how we map and plan and the way we word things and name it. Like, and, you know, for me, it caused a couple things. Like, number one, I didn't get a chance to actually show off those things. And when you actually show them and teach them, I act like you're actually developing your stuff. You're developing even more. So if I could teach someone how to sell better, if I can teach someone how to, you know, do that, it's like you actually are refining your skill. The more you talk about it openly and see how people react to it, the more you learn and the more you grow. The other side, though, is like, I know for a fact that there was damage done in relationships. Personal relationships, relationships with people I did comedy with, professional relationships. I even know that within other companies that do similar to what we do, like, it took a long time where we would go to events and people looked at us differently because of how we acted, because we were being protective. If you're a client of ours, we're going to show you everything you can, but like, we were protective to the outside world. As soon as I just let go of that and I just embrace this idea of like, there's nothing I have that's sacred. Like I go on to, you know, community Zoom sessions, or I go into meetings with other people. I go to events and I'm like, yeah, I'm going to give you everything in the kitchen sink. I'm going to give you everything I've got. I'm going to be fully present and deliver as much value as I possibly can. Weird. All those things that I was concerned about, people being able to be better than me, people, you know, businesses stealing what we're doing and they start doing it or whatever. It's like, it's actually the opposite. So I would say when you give your gift without expecting anything in return, the universe has a way of paying you back. Not all the time, but it does. And what I've found is that once I just let go of that, the universe has continuously found ways to give back to me, to give back to my family, to me personally, my business. Like, it's been insane. So we've had more customers. In fact, we've been able to turn down our ad spend as a company, the things we're spending on Facebook and Google and YouTube. We've been able to turn it down so that we can be a part of more communities and groups, because we're getting better, more higher quality people reaching out to us and saying, hey, can I work with you? Than if we're running ads. And we never pitch to them. We never say, hey, you know, here's how I can help you. Like, I'll give you some value, but you got to come do a call with me or something. It's like, we just show up, give. And they either themselves or someone that they refer comes out of the woodwork. I've been able to mend relationships personally and professionally from the past that I know that I did damage on. And so it to me, I wish that someone would have just been like, hey, cool it, you know, cool it, Jake. You're not the most important thing in the world. You don't have the secrets to the universe. Just share and deliver. And once again, as it pertains with the giver method as well, that's a part of that growth. If you don't grow unless you take the time to step out and show it to other people and teach it and observe their responses to it. So it's just let go. Don't hold on to that ego. Don't hold on to that, you know, however we would describe it. And just show up, be present, and focus on delivering as much value to someone else as possible.
Wow, that is sound advice, absolutely. And it does make a difference. It's hard to let go, but it gives back in so many ways. I could talk to you all day, but I'm going to ask you what's coming up, what's new. You mentioned you've already got two other books in the back of your mind already.
Yeah.
What's coming up? I mean, the first book is coming out in about 15 days.
15 days. So we're expecting that it will be live on Black Friday of 2024. So if you're listening to this before that, go get on the pre-launch list. If you're watching this after, go to Barnes & Noble or Amazon or whatever the thing may be. So you can go to thegivermethodbook.com. The regular website is thegivermethod.com, which has how we speak, do podcasts, services we offer, our community, stuff like that. But thegivermethodbook.com is all about the release of the book coming and bonuses that people can get. And there's going to be more bonuses coming soon now that we have a locked in date at Black Friday coming up here in 15 days. And so that's going to be the biggest thing, is getting that out, getting it live. I'm recording the Audible myself here in the next week. So just having that happen, there's going to be a workbook with it, a companion guide that you can go through. And so that's going to come out probably a few weeks after the launch. I've got two follow-up books. One that comes right after, that's going to be called Impact Makers. And then a third that actually we're going to go Star Wars style and tell a story and then go backwards in time and go to a prequel. So the third book is going to be called Spark, from Ordinary to Extraordinary. And so Impact Makers is you become a giver now so I can make an impact in my own sphere of influence. Impact Makers is I want to make an impact greater than my sphere of influence. I want to impact as many as possible. And then Spark is for the people in the matrix, the person who hasn't woken up, the person who hasn't realized that they can, that they've got gifts and superpowers. They can make an impact. They can change their own world. And so those are the books that will be coming in the future, hopefully sooner rather than later. But that's the trilogy, the anthology of the Giver Method books for now. And so I'm super excited for it. It's real finally that the book is coming out after so long of studying and researching and writing and, you know, cutting out of pieces of the book and adding more and interviewing people and like it's real. I'm excited. My Christmas is coming early because I get to get this out and get to see people start actually seeing an impact in their lives from it.
Yeah. That's amazing. And just the fact that you already have so much more coming forward from this, you did something right there. It's a good thing. That is amazing. And I will put the information in the description as well, so for people can visit your websites and follow follow you to see what's going on with the book, the Giver Method, and then the upcoming books as well. And I always kind of wrap up that interview asking this one question. I promised a little girl I would ask everybody I interview, and that's what do you want to be when you grow up?
What do I want to be like? So what do I want to be when I grow up?
That's a tricky question. I can't believe we asked little children this. It's a hard question.
Yeah. You know, because as a child, it was like, I want to be a doctor. I want to be a police officer. I want to be a teacher. Right. I want to be, which are all great things, like great things to be when you grow up. When I grow up, I want to be more fully present to everyone around me. And I want to, you know, like not using it as a cop out because of the book, but like I want to be able to just easily see what people's gifts and superpowers are and help them nurture it. Because to me, I love the definition of a millionaire. You know, I want to become a millionaire or whatever. Like a millionaire isn't a person because they make $1 million.
That's right.
A millionaire is somebody who impacts 1 million lives. And so for me, when I grow up, I want to impact 1 million lives and see how it's changed them, and, you know, hear about stories, you know, the distribution channels get the book in countries around the world. And so being able to hear stories of people who take the method, implement it, and how it changed their lives, no matter, you know, whether they're in Mesa, Arizona, or they're in Canada, or they're in Germany or South Africa, wherever they may be, that they took the time to actually implement those things, become a giver, and see that change. And so when I grew up, it's like, yeah, how do I just help more people do that? And how do I be more present in everyone's lives that I want to be a part of? You know, my family, there's been times where I'm gone. There's things I'm doing. The reason I don't do comedy anymore is it took up a lot of family time. So like you have to give up things. So how do I just show up more, be present, and be that resource to help people get to where they want to be?
No, that's good. That's a great thing to be. And it allows more room for growth too. You can just keep going and evolving. That's amazing. What's the best way? I know we mentioned the website. Is there a best way where people can follow you and kind of contact you if they want to work with you?
Yeah, I mean, the website's great. Of course, if it's social medias, you can look up The Giver Method on any of the socials, TikTok, Instagram, LinkedIn, YouTube. There's a whole bunch of videos we release every day around the topic. If you want to find me personally, my handle is the.real.jake.talbert. So nice. the real Jake Talbert, all with periods in between. And you'll be able to find me and you know, come follow, come join. You know, my goal is to just keep sharing. Like I said, I record 20-minute YouTube videos almost daily on these topics and release them just because I want people to, if I get one person to watch it and it makes a change for them, that's what matters to me. So that's how you can find me in all the socials and, you know, online.
That's amazing. Thank you so much. It was great having you on. Again, I could talk to you all day, and I'm really excited. I can't wait to see that book on the shelves.
I'm excited.
Yeah, thank you so much. And again, I'll put all the information in the description box so people can reach you. Thank you for taking the time. And I know we'll get on for the next book as well. And for everybody watching, again, thank you so much. And don't forget to follow, like, and subscribe to whichever channel you're listening or watching from. Don't forget to have a look at Jake's work as well. And until next time, stay safe, stay awesome, and we'll talk soon.